Welcome back to Racing Pulse. The sensation of the morning is the fact that Chautauqua the Grey Flash once again refused to jump from the barriers at the Rose Hill Trials. It's the third time in a row the champion sprinter, who has won $8.8 million in prize money, has refused to leave the barriers. Now, we've been lucky enough to be joined by the Chief Steward of Racing New South Wales, Mark Van Gestel. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Yeah, well, thanks.
So, Mark, what does this now mean for Chautauqua? Because I know he was trialling today to try and to get his ticket to return to the racetrack to the satisfaction of stewards. He's refused to jump again. So what now happens to Chautauqua?
Well, clearly there's an embargo that goes back on the horse, which will require the horse to jump satisfactorily in a barrier trial. Stewards will just give the connections the opportunity to make submissions to us as to whether the stewards require it to do it on two consecutive occasions now in regard to the fact that it did it a week or so ago as well, and obviously today. So we'll provide connections with that opportunity, but the very minimum, it'll be required to jump out or barrier trial on at least one occasion, and it may in fact be two if the stewards are up in line to impose that embargo.
Okay. Have you had a chat in the matter of minutes that it's been since the trial to any of the trainers, the jockey or connections?
Look, I've spoken to Michael Hawkes in relation to it, and they're considering what they do with the horse as to whether the horse is dispatched to Melbourne and clear the horse's mind in another environment, or whether they continue on here. But look, either way, wherever the horse goes, it certainly will have to, perform publicly and make sure it can jump out before it comes back to the races.
Have you seen anything like this before?
Oh, look, from time to time this has happened, Michael, but not with a horse of this profile, but you might find that as horses ageing, they become a little more cunning in their ways, that they might tend to do this. But look, never with a horse of this profile, but I wouldn't say that it hasn't occurred with other horses in the past.
I suppose with a horse of this profile who races in the biggest races, there's probably more emphasis on what you need to do as a steward, and also what the connections need to do, because everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah, of course. And we need to make sure that the public will have confidence that the horse is going to jump when it goes back to the races. And that's really the role of the stewards, is to protect the interests of the public that are supporting and betting on these races. So, the stewards want to be sure that when he does come back that he will jump, and people who support the horse will get a run for their money.
Mark, appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us this morning.
No problem, Michael.